second?
And a second, yep. We declare the meeting open at 4:30. Welcome all to the May Council meeting. And we have our attendance, and do we have any apologies? No?
Michael.
We do. Michael. No other apologies. Point three, disclosure of interest. Neil. Four, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Neil. Public question time, Neil. Presentations, petitions, deputations, Neil. Point seven, application for leave of absence.
Councillor Dewar, looking to have leave of absence for June and July. I would say with the consent of the council, I'm happy to attend by video those two meetings.
Okay. And is the council happy with that? Yes. Councillor Wills?
Yes. All in favour.
Yeah. All in favour? Yeah. Passed. And the number?
Right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Dewar, the absence from the presiding member, Neil. Item nine, confirmation of minutes from the April meeting. Do we have a recommendation? That minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 17th of April 2025 that confirms the true accurate record of proceedings. And ask for mover, Councillor Dewar, seconder, Councillor Wills, all those in favour, 6-0. Item 10.1, a smart start grant, Craig Sullivan, smart start Craig Sullivan. Karen, you're the author of this one, do you need to speak?
I think Councillor Barrett takes some pretty self-explanatory in terms of the comment and the direction moving forward of funding, potentially in our recommendation to Council, that we're proposing that a financial contribution which is reduced based on the reasons that we've provided in the comments.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion from the floor regarding the recommendation? Councillor Dewar?
Probably contrary to the recommendation, I would be happy to recommend that maybe we a little bit more gradual there, recognising what it does provide, and that we maybe reassess it at $3,000 for this coming period, and to be looked at each year.
Yeah. Anyone supportive?
Facing Councillor Dewar, I agree.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Penny. Any other councillors? So, we're happy to proceed that way, or do we need to make an amendment to the recommendation? We're happy as a council to put Councillor Dewar's
permission. Someone needs to call for a seconder.
Okay, so has Councillor Dewar just put a motion forward? Yes.
Yeah, I move that we make the amount gifted to $3,000. Financial contribution to $3,000.
Just changing the figure from $2,000 to
$3,000. Yes. So you're just amending item number two, all the recommendations that got.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we have a mover to support Councillor Dewar's amendment. Councillor Penny, do we have a seconder? Councillor Letta? Those in favour? 6-0. So we can go forward with the recommendation. Now we could read out the recommendation just with that slide amendment. Okay, so that the council, slide amendment to the recommendation, that the council acknowledges, number one, acknowledges the value of the Smart Start Great Southern and the importance of early childhood development within the community. Two, approves a financial contribution of $3,000 to ASSGS for the 25-26 financial year. Three, requests further reporting on program activities and delivery outcomes within the Shire of Greenville Townlight to inform future funding considerations. Four, notes that sustainable funding for early childhood development programs remains a broader matter for state and federal support. So we have a mover for the recommendation. Councillor Dewar, a seconder. Councillor Penny, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. Okay, item 10.2, Southwest Native Title Settlement, Land Based Consultation, Land List 1441. Okay, we have the issues there. Katie, who's the author of this? Any comments from you, Katie?
No.
So we have a recommendation. We have an officer recommendation here that the proposed transfer of land under the Southwest Native Title Settlement, Land List 1441, being unallocated Crown land, PIN 618669 Dartmoor, be supported. Do we have a mover? Councillor Woodles. Do we have a seconder? We don't have a seconder.
Sorry, through the chair, we can second it as a motion, but then we vote accordingly. Is that correct? So we acknowledge the motion, but then we vote. Yeah. So I'll second the motion.
Seconded, Councillor Lowe. All those in favour? So that's defeated. 5-1.
Mr. President, can I, Councillor Dewar, can I just add to that comments were, four comments were provided from DPNH. Really, in my view, the future use of the land is not clear enough for me to make a decision on the officer's recommendation in this instance. And could I ask that someone from the DPLH come and make a presentation in person to us and further explain the future of this recommendation?
Okay. Does anyone want to speak to the amendment?
Through the chair, I'm in support of Councillor Dewar's comments.
Is there any other comments from councillors?
Councillor Robinson, I would also say the access is still unclear how that will be resolved to that passing.
So I'll call for votes against the motion. 12, Neil. Item 13, financial statements. Okay.
We reported some variances this month. We're getting to the point here of the year where we will have some under expenditure in employee costs and materials and contracts, and that's timing in relation to employment of a couple of new positions that have been unfilled for most of the year, and some contractors for some administrative things that we haven't got to. So they'll be carried over into the next budget. But aside from that, unless anyone's got any queries, there's nothing else.
Any questions from any councillors from the floor? No? Okay, the Office of Recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 30th April 2025 be received. We have a mover, Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Fanny. All those in favour, carry 6, Neil. 13.2, monthly list of payments, April 25, once again, Kay. Nothing, honey? No? No? Anything from the floor? No? Alright, we have the officer recommendation. That in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13.A.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for April 25 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, and direct debit payments totaling $687,867.52 and credit purchasing card payments totaling $2,698.22. Do we have a mover, please? Councillor Wills, a second. Councillor Dewar, all those in favour, carried 6, nil. Okay, 14 notice, which means that may be closed. So we have a mover to go behind closed doors. Councillor Letter, seconded Councillor Penny, all those in favour, 6, nil.